Questions are still unanswered tonight over a deadly explosion in NATO member Poland. NATO and Poland's president now say the missile that killed two people on Tuesday was likely a stray, fired by Ukraine's air defenses and not by Russia. Top U.S. officials say they support that initial assessment, but Ukraine rejects it. We'll delve into this after the news summary. The Group of 20 summit ended in Bali, Indonesia today with President Biden and other leaders condemning the war in Ukraine. In a closing statement, most members also blamed the conflict for worsening the global economy. But they said the G20 was not the right forum to resolve security issues. Back in Washington, U.S. Senate Republicans reelected Mitch McConnell as their leader, 37 to 10. He had been challenged by Florida Senator Rick Scott, who was backed by some of the party's most conservative members. But McConnell played down any divisions.
I'm not in any way offended by having an opponent or having a few votes in opposition. As everyone has said, we had a good opportunity to discuss the various differences. People had a chance to listen to both candidates. And I'm pretty proud of 37 to 10.
Senate Republicans also voted to keep John Thune of South Dakota and John Barrasso of Wyoming in their number 2 and 3 leadership slots. The Senate is advancing legislation to ensure that same-sex and interracial marriages are legally recognized nationwide. Democrats picked up a dozen Republicans today to get 60 votes and limit debate. They aim to send the bill to the House of Representatives before year's end, while Democrats still control that body. Former Vice President Mike Pence has ruled out testifying before the Congressional January 6th committee. He told CBS News that he has ruled out appearing voluntarily, and he says it will set a terrible precedent if Congress can force a vice president to discuss White House deliberations. Prosecutors say a University of Virginia student accused of killing 3 football players targeted specific victims and shot one as he slept. Christopher Jones, Jr. had his first court appearance today. He was ordered held without bond. Meanwhile, students returned to class for the first time since Sunday's attack, and the university canceled its home football game this Saturday. The man who drove into a Christmas parade outside Milwaukee last year, killing 6 people, now faces the prospect of life in prison. Darryl Brooks' sentencing hearing on 76 charges wrapped up today. He told the court he had suffered from mental illness, but the judge said he clearly knew right from wrong.
Darryl Brooks understands exactly what he's doing. His comprehension is fine. I have absolutely no concerns and have never had any concerns throughout this case and throughout this trial or even through the past day and a half regarding his competency.
Wisconsin has no death penalty, but the homicide counts against Brooks carry mandatory life prison terms. In Iran, state TV reports gunmen killed at least 5 people and wounded 10 more in the country's southwest today. The report said it happened in the city of Ajah after several dozen anti-government protesters had gathered. State media also reported up to 19 protesters in Tehran now face death sentences in the unrest that began when a young woman died in police custody. NASA's new lunar rocket, part of a program dubbed Artemis, is sailing toward the moon tonight on its debut flight. It blasted off from Cape Canaveral early today with 3 test dummies in a space capsule. The plan is to orbit the moon before returning to Earth in December. We'll return to Artemis later in the program. In economic news, Amazon confirmed that it has begun laying off workers, but it would not say how many. News accounts have said the company will ultimately cut 10,000 positions. And on Wall Street, retail and tech stocks pull the market lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 39 points to close below 33,554. The Nasdaq fell 174 points. That's 1.5%. The S&P 500 dropped 33. Still to come on the NewsHour, former President Donald Trump announces his 3rd bid for the White House amid rising Republican resistance. Problems with online sales to Taylor Swift concerts spark widespread criticism of Ticketmaster's grip on the market. A look at the years of preparation that led to NASA's Artemis mission, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.